Hey guys, this is Siani, and today we're going to be talking about the Battle of Antietam, which took place during the Civil War of 1861 through 1865. The Battle of Antietam began and ended on September 17, 1862, and was fought at Washington County near Sharpsburg, Maryland. The battle was fought between the Confederate and Union armies, with the Confederates being led by General Robert E. Lee, and the Union being led by General George B. McClellan. The Union Army was the first to launch attacks, and through the help of two other Union generals by the names of Joseph Hooker and Ambrose Burnside, they were able to flank both sides of the Confederate Army and reach their center. The battle was brought to an end when Confederate General A.P. Hill's division launched a surprise attack on General Burnside's division, which pushed them back off of their right side. The Confederate Army was outnumbered 2-1, but because of McClellan's belief that his army was outnumbered, he ended up sending in less than 3/4 of his army, while General Lee sent in his entire army, which enabled him to fight the battle to a standstill. McClellan's belief in his army being outnumbered led to a cautiousness that he held throughout the entire battle, making it so that every attack that he launched on the Confederate army was met head-on. Therefore, he was not able to defeat the Confederate army. This cautiousness would later have McClellan removed from his position by President Abraham Lincoln sometime in November. Although the battle ended with no true victor, it held huge impacts on the North. The battle convinced Britain and France not to support the South in the war, considering most of them were against slavery. It also helped convince President Lincoln to make the freeing of all slaves a more important motive for the North in the war. After the war, President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed all slaves in Confederate territories. This caused slaves in southern states to attempt to escape, which caused white farmers to worry about their land and farms. This order also, in a way, gave the North a new, greater reason to fight, considering the Emancipation Proclamation did not free all slaves in border states. By 5:30 p.m. September 17, 1862, the battle was over. The next day, the Confederate Army prepared for an attack that never came, and so both sides, the Confederates and Union, agreed to exchange and recover their fallen soldiers. The Battle of Antietam was named the bloodiest day in U.S. history because it had a combined total of 22,717 either dead, wounded, or missing soldiers. Both sides suffered from the loss of multiple generals. On the Union side, Joseph K. Mansfield, Israel B. Richardson, and General Isaac P. Rodman, and on the Confederate side, Lawrence O. Branch and William E. Stark lost their lives. President Lincoln believed that if McClellan hadn't been so cautious and thrown many random attacks, then he would have been able to defeat the Confederate Army instead of bringing the battle to a tie. So on November 5th, 1862, he released McClellan from his command of the army, and by November 9th, General Burnside took his place. Now, between McClellan and Lee, who the real MVP was of the battle, could totally be argued. People may think Lee was a great general in this battle because although he was outnumbered 2-1, he still fought really hard and sent his entire army, never back down, and was able to bring the battle to a standstill. On the other hand, he wasn't able to pursue his main motive, which was to invade Union territory for the first time.